Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here's what's happening in our community from Tuesday, September 1st to Monday, September 7th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We start this week's podcast with two events relating to the economic outlook for the state and our region. Texas Mutual presents the State of Workplace Safety in Texas Summit on Wednesday, September 2nd at 10:30 a.m. The virtual summit will feature Pat Nykamp, founder and publisher of Texas CEO Magazine, as well as a panel of experts discussing tools, technologies, and practical steps every business can take to work safely during the pandemic. And on Thursday, September 3rd at noon, the Austin Business Journal presents the Austin San Antonio Growth Summit. Consider attending if you'd like to get a status update on the economy and a forecast of where the region is heading in the coming months and years. There are several recurring meetings relating to the impact of COVID-19 on our community. A daily 9 a.m. check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted by the Community Resilience Trust. A Facebook Live Platica or chat is hosted by Habla, Hispanic Advocates and Business Leaders of Austin, every Thursday at 1 p.m. about Latino current affairs, including the impact of COVID-19. A non-recurring COVID-related event hosted by Texas State University called Culture, Creativity, and COVID-19 will be held on Tuesday, September 1st at 4 p.m. The event features two community-based efforts that seek to increase awareness and shift behavior in the Latino community, one led by high school students from Klein ISD called Pledge to Distance, and one undertaken by the Austin-based group, the Austin Latino Coalition. We move on to an event on Tuesday, September 1st at noon called ATX Together, presented by Austin PBS and hosted by Judy Maggio, that will consider the topic of community resilience. The program will consider the question, what lessons are we learning and what plans are in place to help Central Texans who are most vulnerable during and after this pandemic? The event will be broadcast on Austin PBS's Facebook page and features Dr. Colette Pierce-Burnett of Houston-Tillotson University and Ruben Cantu, the Executive Director of the Office of Inclusive Innovation at the University of Texas at Austin. We move on to events aimed at raising consciousness about race and racism. The Austin Justice Coalition continues its weekly community conversation through which they invite participants to challenge their assumptions about public safety and the public good and imagining a world without police. The community dialogues take place each Wednesday at 6 p.m. This week's installment will be on the topic of policing and our schools. This episode will consider the long-term impacts and punitive logic of zero-tolerance policies, as well as the restorative and culturally responsive practices that could be implemented as an alternative to the way that school policing works currently. Earlier this year, ACC launched Season 4 of its signature television program, Civil Society, produced by the Center for Nonprofit Studies at ACC. This season's focus is the Black experience in Austin. This week's edition of Civil Society will be recorded on Thursday, September 3rd at 10 a.m. and features Mimi Stiles, the president and founder of the award-winning nonprofit Measure, a public education and advocacy organization that empowers people to use data to tell their own story. Ms. Stiles created Measure in 2015 to build trust and measurable progress between people and institutions that serve them. We end this edition of Get Engaged with information about the Texas Tribune Festival, what usually is a three-day whirlwind of panel discussions and interviews featuring dignitaries, luminaries, and políticos. This year is a month-long affair featuring big names in politics, policy, and the media. This year's festival includes several free events open to the public, which this week include the following: one-on-one sessions with Vanita Gupta, the president and CEO of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, and Alicia Garza, co-founder of the Black Futures Lab; recordings of the City Talk, Into America, and Talking Feds podcasts; and a panel called Judging the Judges, the county judges, that is, on their COVID response. This panel features Lina Hidalgo from Harris County and Clay Jenkins from Dallas County. I certainly don't want to discourage you from purchasing a festival pass, which this week gets you access to events featuring a panel of the mayors of Austin, Dallas, El Paso, Fort Worth, Houston, and San Antonio, a conversation with Steve Schmidt and Rick Wilson, two co-founders of the Lincoln Project, and a conversation with the former Secretary of Education under President Obama, Arne Duncan, and the former Secretary of Education under President George W. Bush, Margaret Spelling. A quick note that there are reduced registration fees for students and educators.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.